Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Day 5 on the campaign trail. The parties and politicians and wannabe politicians are back at it. And here with an update is Sarah Burns, who's a journalist with the Irish Times. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Claire.
So we've the leaders of the three political parties, the main political parties. They're going to address the Irish Farmers Association National Council today. So what's the choreography around that one?
Yeah, so Micheál Martin will be the first one there this morning in Blue Bell, and then he's going to head out later on and canvass around Dublin South Central and Dublin Midwest. Afterwards then, Taoiseach Simon Harris will be there with the IFA at around 12:30, and the Sinn Féin leader will be there this afternoon. That's Mary Lou MacDonald.
Okay, so they're all going to speak to the farmers at some point over the course of the day. And inheritance tax is something I know that the parties are keen to address because it's a big issue with farmers, isn't it, in particular?
Yeah, it's a big issue amongst farmers, and the expectation is that Simon Harris will pledge to farmers that, you know, Fine Gael are going to cut inheritance tax substantially. There's reports this morning that the party will promise to increase tax-free inheritance thresholds to 500,000 for children, 75,000 for siblings, and 50,000 for others. As you're saying, like, it's obviously a big issue for farmers, but it is also an issue in some of the more affluent suburbs of South Dublin, traditionally Fine Gael strongholds, and where they're hoping to make gains in this election. We do have a candidate in that area, you know, very much centering their own campaign around abolishing the inheritance tax completely.
Okay, so that is an issue right around the country. Has it been a bit of a wobbly start to the campaign for Fine Gael?
Yeah, I think wobbly is exactly how I would describe it. You know, they obviously were on the back foot with the Michael O'Leary remarks at that event on Saturday night. And then yesterday, Fine Gael was launching its housing policy. The sign on the podium where Taoiseach Simon Harris was standing said a new energy, and the sign fell down. And it was at this exact moment Simon Harris was saying, you know, housing was the biggest priority and Fine Gael had a credible way forward when the sign came down. And a journalist tried to put it back up. It fell down again. You know, a sign falling down obviously isn't the most important thing to happen during a campaign, but we saw jokes about it all over social media. Simon Harris obviously puts a lot of emphasis on social media. He realises its importance in terms of engaging with younger voters, and I don't think he'll appreciate being the butt of the joke there. I think I saw a tweet as well about how the mishap had appeared on Politico this morning, and that's obviously the American political news site. So it has travelled far and wide.
Mm-hmm. I know you've spent some time with younger voters and you've been talking to them about their consumption of social media, and it's videos of those little moments. So they're the things that they're interested in or that appeal to them, right?
Yeah, exactly. I've been out with some younger voters in Trinity College, and they, without me even having to ask them, they were saying Simon Harris is so good on social media, you know, and while they mightn't necessarily vote for him or a government party, they were saying how they enjoyed these little kind of positive clips or positive updates he would post, and that he seemed like, as they put it, an approachable guy.
Now, Mary Lou MacDonald, you mentioned that she's going to be addressing the farmers today. There's a Sinn Féin housing policy launch today. There was a housing debate on Up Front with Katie Hannan last night. So this launch follows on from that.
Yeah, that launch is happening, I think, this afternoon in Clondalkin. And Sinn Féin are very much trying to get back to basics now at the moment, focusing on housing, focusing on health, the cost of living and childcare. The party hasn't been without its own difficulties on the election campaign either. We obviously saw the arrival of Gerard the Monk Hutch into Dublin Airport yesterday, and he confirmed in person that he would be running in the constituency of Dublin Central. Mary Lou has been asked about this a few times over the last few days, and you can tell this is just the last thing she wants to be asked about or be talking about. She wants to be talking about housing, how Sinn Féin would bring about change, what they would do in government. When she was asked about this on Sunday, you know, about was she worried that he was running, she said she wasn't, and that his decision to run was a matter for himself, that anybody could run, it was their own prerogative. She was asked about it again yesterday, and she said she wouldn't be commenting on any of the other candidates in her constituency.
Now, I want to ask you about the Green Party, because they're launching their election manifesto today. But Roderick O'Gorman is facing these fairly consistent headlines now that the two main coalition partners, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, that they're looking for new friends. They're looking for new bedfellows. Labour has been mentioned. How has Roderick O'Gorman been dealing with that question, Sarah?
Yeah, he was speaking about this yesterday, and he actually accused Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael of marginalising his party in a bid to keep it out of the next government. his sense was that both parties didn't want a coalition partner that, as he put it, was as robust and determined to push for its manifesto goals as the Greens were. And these comments are obviously coming in response to that report at the weekend in the Sunday Independent about how Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael would enter coalition with the Labour Party, and that that's where their preference was. So no doubt he'll have more questions on that this morning, and he's going to outline their
their manifesto launch today, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot of the focus will be about putting the Apple Tax Fund money into major transport projects.
Okay, and they've promised to get a lot of those transport projects off the ground, the ones that have been promised but haven't happened. So Sarah, will you take us through what the other parties and groups are up to today?
Yeah, so the Labour Party will launch its finance policy this afternoon. People Before Profit will put forward their manifesto for disability reform and justice. AIM2 is going to launch its immigration policy, and the Social Democrats also have their campaign launch this afternoon.
All right, so plenty happening today. Sarah, thanks for bringing us up to date. That's Sarah Burns, journalist with the Irish Times, and there are lists of declared candidates in constituency profiles on the RTE News website. You'll find them at rte.ie/constituencies. There's another way as well to get to know your constituencies. That's the podcast by that name, Know Your Constituency. It's on the RTE app or wherever you get your podcast from. 43 episodes, 43 constituencies with everything that you need to know about the constituency that you will be voting in. Coming up next, Donald Trump is continuing to contact world leaders, but what do we know about his current relationship with Vladimir Putin? We'll discuss that next.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.